Lastly, we will discuss feeding assessments. If you are able to observe a feeding, it is helpful. However, it is also not required, and sometimes it can be hard for families to line up infant feeding times with their appointment with you. If a feeding assessment is what a client is asking for, make sure to set up the appointment around or near a usual feeding time for the baby. Here is a list of things to observe during a feeding assessment. Compare what you see to what you know is recommended for comfortable and effective breastfeeding. Assess the mother's body position, baby's body position, baby's latch, which is the baby's mouth on the mother's breast, signs of milk transfer, both during the feeding and after the feeding, and any other signs of concern. The next video discusses best practices for conducting feeding assessments or feeding observations. Once you have watched the video, answer the knowledge check questions that follow. The feeding assessment checklist in the course resources can help you identify potential areas of concern during a feeding. You may want to follow along with this checklist as you watch the video.